Let's continue our worship as we look to God's Word, and we're going to continue through the Lord's Prayer this morning. We're going to read verses 9 through 13 together, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Let me pray for us. Lord God, we thank you that you are here. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Lord God, we pray today that you would give us soft hearts and open hearts, Lord, to receive your power, your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your grace, your hope, your wisdom. Lord, you bless and you bless. And then you overwhelm us with more and more blessing. Lord God, we are a needy people. And Lord, we confess that we come to you with nothing. In fact, Lord, we are in the negative. Lord, we're in debt. Lord, the things we know we should do, we don't. Things we don't want to do, we do. But Lord, we come to you this day with open hearts, and we come to you with open hands, and Lord, we receive. Lord, we receive because you give. And so, Lord God, I pray that you would help us to receive your word today. And Lord, that you would build us up by it and through it. And Lord God, I pray that we would learn more and more how to trust you in your ways, move according to your spirit, walk in the ways of your kingdom. Lord, that we would want to be identified only in you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would come and help us, give us insight, give us wisdom. And then, Lord, as we come to this table, Lord, that you would just nourish our soul. Lord, I pray that your love would just break through those hard areas in our life. And Lord, that you would change us by your love. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's read again this wonderful prayer. Jesus teaches his disciples to pray. Chapter 6, begin with verse 9. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This morning, we are going to gather around the Lord's table again together. And every time we do so, we remember the night that Jesus did the same thing with his disciples. And he told them, don't forget. Do this in remembrance of me. This bread is my body broken for you. This cup is my blood shed for you. And so it's something we keep doing. Here at the Arsenal Hill Church, we celebrate the Lord's table the first Sunday of every month. And this is the first Sunday, in case you haven't heard, of the month of March. Can you believe it? March 1st. And so here we are again, the first Sunday of a month, celebrating together, coming around the table together, and remembering the great love, the great sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus told us to remember his love, because it's good for us to remember his love. It's good for you to remember how much he loves you. And we sang just a little while ago how deep the Father's love for us. Remember the verses, you see them in your bulletin. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I know that it is finished. Jesus loves you. Because Jesus loves you, Jesus died for you. Because Jesus died for you, he forgives you completely. And then Jesus rose again from the dead. And because Jesus is risen, he holds you forever. He holds you forever. You know, after Jesus had this last supper with his students, his disciples, they went out. And that night, Jesus would be arrested. The disciples would scatter. Judas would betray Jesus. Peter would deny knowing Jesus three times. And Jesus, he knew all of this was coming. He knew all of this was coming. And after they celebrated the supper together, they go out to a place called Gethsemane. Kind of like a park, protected by the trees and the wind. And it's a place that they sit and they talk and they pray. And Jesus goes to a corner of this garden and he prayed. And when he came back, what did he find the disciples doing? They were sleeping, right? And what did Jesus say to the disciples? He said, especially to Peter, he said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? He says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Jesus said to his disciples, watch and pray. That's your power against temptation. You know, this barrage of temptations are just about to overwhelm all of you. A temptation to run, a temptation to deny even knowing me, a temptation to fight, temptation to doubt, temptation to complain. Jesus tells his disciples what? Pray. This is your power against temptation. You know, over the past couple of several weeks, we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer and Jesus teaching us how to pray. You focus on these things. Make these things a priority as you go before the Father in prayer. Make these points a part of your prayer life. And one of the prayer points you should be focusing on every day is this: Father, lead us, lead me not into temptation. Now you notice the prayer is lead us not into temptation. And I think this is a prayer, is not a prayer for a day without temptation. I don't think this is a prayer for a week without temptation. But this is a prayer of direction. This is a prayer of direction. Temptation, and y'all, you know this. Temptation, it is there every day. Right? It's all around you. You're right now, perhaps in your head, you know, what you see. I mean, there are seasons, you know, there are some weeks of more intense temptation than others. But in this world, in these bodies, you know, temptation to answer the phone, or who knows. But it is just a good example of everything. It is all around us, all the time. And so this is a prayer of direction. Lead me not into the temptation that is all around me. You know, when we lived in Turkey, One of the sounds that we really grew accustomed to was the sound of a man selling bread in the street. And it was actually this special type of bread that was sold in the morning, kind of like this round, soft pretzel. And it's called a semit. And the person who sells a semit is called a semit G. And he walks around with this, you know, this wooden board on his head with a stack of these smeets on the board, and they're hot out of the oven. And so every morning you would hear through the open windows of your apartment the voice of this man walking through the neighborhood saying, "Smeet G, Smeet G." And even if you weren't thinking about smeet, you were now. And it was a temptation for everyone who would hear his voice. And a lot of people would give in to the temptation. They would get up, they would find their wallets, they would open the door, they would walk down the steps of their apartments and follow the Semichi and then buy a smeet from him. Yet the voice of temptation, I mean, the call of temptation to say an ugly word to someone. Yeah, the call of temptation to think an ugly thought. Yeah, the voice of temptation to do an ugly, damaging thing. It's all around you. It's all around you. We were talking about it. And the phone rang, right? It is all around you. You know, the writer of Genesis, he says, sin is crouching at your doorstep. It desires to have you. You know, it's just waiting for you to open the door. Genesis 4:7. This is a prayer of direction. Lord, that you would keep me from entering into temptation, from walking down the stairs. You know, that you would keep me away, that you would keep my curiosity low, that you would keep my desire focused on you and your goodness and your righteousness. This is how we stand against temptation. It was Jesus' words to his disciples in the garden. It's his words to us. Pray. And I know it's not very glamorous. John and I were talking about this past week. You know, you can have a good conversation with someone, and it can even be a really good spiritual conversation with someone. And then you suggest to them, well, and also you should pray. And they're like, what? Prayer? I'm not going to pray. And I read something from a guy named David Mathis, who writes for publication Desiring God. And this is what he said. He said, Jesus doesn't call us to play around with prayer. Prayer matters. He writes, our sovereign God chooses to rule the universe in such a way that prayer plays a role. Under God's hand, some events transpire or not because his people prayed. Others do not transpire or do because they did not pray. Prayer matters. You know, praying against temptation, it's not just a suggestion, you know, that Jesus gives us. There's nothing empty or cliche when Jesus says, pray and watch, pray then like this, lead us not into temptation. When Jesus invites us to pray, he's doing so because there's power. I mean, there is protection, there's intervention that he has for your life that you need, that I need. This is a prayer that we should pray every day, And if you're not praying this prayer, if I'm not praying this prayer every day, then we are foolish. We are foolish. Lead us not into temptation. Again, this prayer is personal. We looked at several weeks ago how Jesus introduces the prayer as a personal prayer. He says, go into your room, lock the door. But then also you have this plural pronoun, right? Lead us not into temptation. So brothers and sisters, if you're not praying this prayer for your kids need you to pray this prayer for them. You know, if you're not praying this for your spouse, if you're not praying this for the Christian teacher or professor at your school, if you're not praying this for your church or for your pastors, your kids, your pastors, your teachers, your spouses, your parents, they need you to be praying this for them. Lead us. Lead us. Lead him. Lead her. Not into temptation. This is the Lord's model of prayer for us. And he wants us to ask these things and to request these things because he is eager to give. Pray and watch.